You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street for one final time. Welcome on in to a Friday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, and also streaming live on YouTube. Yes, we have made it to the final day. We announced that we are leaving the network at the end of the year, and today will be our final day doing the show, and I can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart for all the support throughout the years. You could always obviously interact with us on the good old cesspool of Twitter or on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, at Zach Gelb, that's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B, or you could find me on TikTok at The Zach Gelb Show. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in. That's 888-710-4476. And we do have Stu Kovacs and Michael Samter here with us, riding shotgun for one last edition of The Zach Gelb Show. You know, we found out about this 2 months ago. I did not know I was not going to be a part of the new lineup. I've made that pretty much abundantly clear. I was told from the new network, and they had every right not to select me, but I was told I was their choice, their first choice to do 12-3, and for whatever the reasons were, it just did not materialize. So I was waiting in those 2 months trying to figure out my status, and when you get told basically, hey, you're the guy, and as long as money doesn't get in the way, we're going to give you a contract, and then 3-4 weeks go by, and sometimes that stuff's out of my control. Like, I was talking to my agent, the great Mark Lebselter, and I was like, oh, you haven't got an offer yet? So, you know, I'm not a dummy. I'm a student of the game. I've been around this business for a long time. And when I was sitting there and I was kind of gathering and understanding that this was not going to happen, and I saw the writing on the wall, that's when it did really sink in. But I'll tell you, it was bizarre for me in the last 2 months, because I can't tell you how many of my friends, right, and how many of our colleagues were told right away they weren't getting picked up by the new network. And everyone around here just assumed, oh, Zach's going to the new network, right? I had people tell me that, oh, I'm not going, but I know that you're going to go, so, like, good luck and all that stuff. And I'm like, guys, I don't think I'm going to be a part of this, and I haven't got a contract offer, and everyone kind of just told me, you're being ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. So whenever it was that I kind of got like a half-ass, phone call from people that I worked with for a while from the new network that was basically like, oh, we love being in business with Zach Gelb, but, we're we want you to look in a different direction, and maybe we'll call you back in a few weeks and offer you a job. Once I heard that, I knew that this wasn't happening. And I hate not being totally honest with the audience. That really does annoy me. And I was sitting here for the better part of 3 weeks, and I knew this was coming to an end. Stu knew this was coming to an end. And Samter knew that this was coming to an end. But with that being said, I didn't want this to be a three-week send-off. I didn't. I made my announcement on Monday. I was blown away by the messages I received. People, you know, DMing me and tweeting me and however you may be and telling me, hey, I've been listening to you since you were at Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Or I listened to you when you did Eagles postgame at 97.5 The Fanatic. Or I listened to you when you were in your early 20s and you just launched and you just signed on at CBS Sports Radio and doing the weekend overnights. And then, you know, I followed you to Sirius and I heard you from 6 to 10 p.m. Or maybe I just found you from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time and I was really starting to get into the show. And however you listened, whenever you listened, however long you did listen for, I thank you. Because, you know, in life, a lot of people, they wake up and they have to go to work, right? Like, ugh, I gotta go to work. I gotta do this job that I don't really love. And for 8 years, I've been able to do a job that I loved. We're sure, at every job, you have some bull bleep. I actually wanted to curse there and make Stu kind of frantically sweat out one more time and have to press the dump button, but I won't do that because Samter's daughter's in studio and I don't want to curse in front of Alexandra. But what I was saying is there are times where people get up to work and they don't love their job. For the last 8 years, whether it was coming into the studio in the middle of the night to do 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time, walking in the studio at 4 o'clock to get ready for a 6 p.m. Eastern time show, or walking in here at noon or 1 to get ready for a 3 p.m. Eastern time show. You know, does everyone have moments at their job where they get frustrated? Does everyone have the bull junk that goes on at their job where you say, oh man, I got to deal with this person today, or I got to deal with that today? Sure, happens in every business, happens in every industry. But every time I left my New York City apartment to walk or take the subway to the studio, I said, man, I get to go talk sports today. And that's just something I love to do. And that's just something, I can't describe it. There's just a certain passion when I walk into these studios and that light goes on and it says on air, there's a certain passion that just runs through my body and overtakes my body and puts a smile on my face. And since March of 2018, I've been able to be here at this network outside of 3 months where I left for a football season to go work at Sirius. I've been here at this network. And a lot of times when you're doing a national show, you don't know who you're talking to, right? There's days where you go to the call screener and there's 8 calls there. There's days there's no calls. But at this network, there is a bond. At this network, there is a connection. And I don't care what people write. I don't care what people tweet. I don't care if you want to troll and leave a nasty comment. I've said this for all throughout the years. I want 50% of the people to love me, 50% of the people that hate me. Because the people that hate me, they still listen. But all throughout the years, just connecting to you, the listeners, has meant so much. And I've been able to be blessed to meet some of you listeners in person. And the comments and what people have said to me in the last week, it means a lot. And you know what? I'll admit it. I know you tune on into this talk show and you hear a boisterous and a confident Zach Gelb. You know, last night, the emotions finally got to me. They did. The emotions last night finally got to me because when I first got here and I would drive from Philadelphia to New York and I would host from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time, I worked with a crew That was Ben Horowitz. I worked with the crew. That was James Graceffo. And I also worked with El Capitan Marco Belletti, who did updates. And Marco, I told him this before. I thought Marco hated my guts the first year we worked together. I thought he did not like me. I thought he want nothing to do with me. I really thought Marco Belletti was not a fan of yours truly. And Marco, obviously, used to work with us from 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. He got promoted. We got promoted. And Marco and I just, when we're here in the studio and we talk and we just go back and forth, it just works. And Marco's not someone that gives out a compliment easily. Marco's not someone that just says something to say something because it's the right thing to say. When Marco speaks, when El Capitan speaks, it's with the purpose. And last night, as I was watching what ended up being a classic Seahawks and Rams game, I checked my Twitter mentions and I saw that Marco tweeted, and Marco's sick right now, which it's been crazy. This guy's been sick for the last year. It's why this guy never missed a day of work. He gets a full-time gig. Now he's sick all the time. No, I'm just teasing Marco. But I went to my Twitter mentions last night and I saw a tweet from Marco. And he said, thought I'd see you before you left, but you went a hell of a long way from weekend overnights, hanging us with us clowns to where you are now. Your interview style will get you where you want to go. And I look forward to listening back to your show with some originals from the other day. All the best, Zach, Marco. And that message just got me. It did. And when I walked into this network, I was a fat slob, I'll be honest with you. In 2018, there was a lot of Zach Gelb to go around at this network. And I've lost 90 pounds as we currently sit here today. I still want to get 10 more off. But I was working out on my elliptical. And in my gym, it's just the elliptical and the mirror. And I look in the mirror. And I usually like to be on my phone listening to music, Bruce Springsteen, Zach Bryan, you know, whoever it may be. And I was thinking back of the network today, and I got a few texts this morning from people that are close to me, like my girlfriend, and that got me emotional. But then David Mayernick, our boss, he sent an email out, like a goodbye email. And even though I've been putting off the emotions of this for pretty much the last 2 months, whether I was going to be a part of the new lineup or not, and now we know I'm not, but things were going to be different. Things, as I knew it for the last 8 years, were going to change. And the emotions finally got to me in the last 24 hours. And the guy that leased me my apartment when I moved back to the city in August of 2019 just so happened to be in the gym this morning. And he saw me as I'm on the elliptical with tears coming down my face this morning. Yes, Zach Gelb, who sits here on the radio, Alexandra, cover your ears, and calls people idiots, morons, dopes, jackasses, you know, whatever it may be, that is always confident, gives you an opinion. I have a sensitive side to me. And I'm a man enough to admit that I have a sensitive side to me. And if you don't like it, if you want to make fun of me for it, I don't care. It's the last show. But that's how much this stuff meant to me. It really did. And I left it all out there. I am extremely confident that I will land another opportunity. Will it be what we had? No. Could it be better? Yes. Maybe. Maybe not. But you have to be here. You have to work here. You have to listen to us. You have to listen to the network to get it. Because people that just say things and people that just speak out of their ass and people that just say, oh, you know, that network's going away because the talent sucks, or, oh, that network's going away as it was a financial. You just don't know what you're talking about. This was a national radio network that launched in January of 2013. And in all the changes in media, for 6 years, they told me this network was going away. We're standing here today and we're doing a show today. And come the beginning of the new year, it's going to be different. It's not going to be what you once knew. But I just sit here and I'm damn proud of the relationships that we've made. the careers of people that started on this show, trained on this show, and work in this company or work elsewhere. The way that there would be a big event and we'd be able to get some of the biggest guests in the country on. Bruce Arians goes to the Super Bowl, wins an NFC Championship game on a Sunday. He's on with us on a Monday. Like, stuff like that. And that's what I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss coming into the studio, giving you my take, giving you my opinion, connecting with you, you responding back, and developing the feeling of what a family was here. Because that's the difference with this network. Sure, there's some posts. There's some people here I may not like. Samter may not like. He's got a long list, let me tell you. Stu, right? Like, there's people here that we don't always get along, but we always came back. And we always came back because of the importance of this network. So this is a day where it is bittersweet. I'd be lying to you if I didn't say I was upset. But it's a day to say thank you. Because we did a show here through multiple time slots that I'm damn proud of. But without the listeners, we're nothing. We're nothing. Without your support and without your ability to tell your affiliates how much you loved us, I don't go from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time to 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time to 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. But you've always been there. And the way that we've grown and the way that our show has hit a groove, it's something that I'm always going to treasure and remember for the rest of my life. And I'll stand by it. I don't know which iteration of the Zach Gelb show that you jumped into. And this is no disrespect to anybody I've worked with. But still some of the most fun and the most fun I've had in my career with all the things I've been blessed to do. Cover Super Bowls, Heisman Trophy presentations, Canelo versus Crawford, NFL drafts. Whatever the big event is that I've been blessed, Final Fours that I've been blessed to broadcast from and make major headlines at. Like, you look at the last two Super Bowls, our interview with Micah Parsons did 5 million views on Twitter. Warren Sapp walking off show with us reached over 1 million people. I'll never forget the day when we had the Micah interview. And then Mike and I go to dinner at the Super Bowl to some Mexican restaurant. We sit down. The video had like 500,000 views. We get a few tacos and a few margaritas. We're there for about 45 minutes to an hour. We get up and the thing's at like 2.5 million views. But that was the power of this network. And yeah, we are going to a new time. Yeah, social media is paramount. And that's what I think I bring to a network is my work ethic, the ability to get big guests, the ability to create a community, and then also a way where our show could be a main topic on First Take. Our show could be a main topic with Skip and Shannon. Colin Cowherd has to credit, right at the time, CBS Sports Radio, the Zach Gelb show. And that happened a lot. It did. So I sit here today, and we'll do some sports talk. Don't you worry. We'll have fun along the way. It's not all going to be doom and gloom. But I sit here proud of what we've been able to do. And I would be remiss, and I'll say it many, many more times before this show ends. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And let me just wrap up the thought because I don't think I even concluded the thought. The most fun I've ever had in my career, by the way, I never concluded that thought, is doing the weekend overnights. It's the most fun I've had in my career. From all the events that I've been able to go to, the weekend overnights, coming in here at 23, 24, doing a show across 300 stations around the country in the middle of the night, and just the late night callers, the truck drivers, you know, all you guys, Gerald in Houston that we used to call in, Mitch in Miami, chilling like a villain, Cody from the West Coast, all you guys. Hippie, Zach, you're the future. Oh, that guy. I remember he was once lying in bed with a girl and he put her on the show for crying out loud. Some of the most fun I've ever had. And that really did springboard my career. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let me go to Rochester. Lou kicks things off on the final Zach Gelb show. Sweet Lou, what's happening?
And Zach, I'm getting a little emotional. I really appreciate you, man. I want to thank you for treating me with courtesy and professionalism like you do with all your callers. And, you know, I may not have always agreed with your takes, but they were always interesting. And you always gave a fair opportunity to everyone to make a point. And I'm going to miss you, man. And, you know, I wish you well.
Thank you, Lou, and really appreciate it. And whether you agreed or disagreed, it didn't matter. You were there, you supported, and life would be boring if we just agreed on everything. Thanks so much, Lou. Let me go. Oh, this one's going to hit me. Rob in Connecticut. Rob, you're next up on the Infinity Sports Network with Zach Gelb. How are you?
Damn, Zach. I didn't think I was going to break down, dude. Oh, my God. You know, I don't know if you heard me talk to Bart last night, but being blind and losing my eyesight 3 years ago, and the last game that I ever was able to see was a 13-second game. What a hit. What a gut punch that was. But after that, I didn't know what I was going to do when I became blind. And it was like, I just started listening to sports radio, and all of a sudden, here you pop on. And I was like, I love this guy. You're real. You tell it like it is. You're funny. You talk about food. You had me at lasagna for Thanksgiving. I wanted to come over. You're awesome. And I mean, Stu, Mike, everybody at Infinity Sports Network, you know, your voices are my vision. You give me sight whenever I used to listen to you about games and whatever was going on in the sports world. I don't know how I'm ever going to be able to catch up with you, because it's hard for me to go on and see like YouTube or anything in vision. I just need to hear it. And one of the things is I'm going to miss your show, your voice, your personality, your humor, everything. You mean a lot. You're already Chanel, kid.
Rob, I appreciate it. We have to find a way to keep talking. I'm going to put you on hold, and I want to get your phone number. But that's what it's all about. And that shows you the power of radio. It really does. Where Rob and his support that he had, and him being blind and listening to us and having that connection and being so positive all the time that he calls in, that's what it's about. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. We'll come on back after these short messages. Psych Mamter has predicted our next jobs, by the way, everybody. Stu, you are hosting a podcast with Ryan Hickey. The Kush and the Mush podcast. Samter is a drunken elf in front of a Christmas tree, but he looks like he's about 7 feet tall. So I don't know what kind of surgery Samter got done. And then it says here, breaking news, Patriots hire Gelb as general manager. So I'll take that. Be a lot less stress. Be a lot more money, too, if I ended up being the next general manager of the New England Patriots. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's go to Mike in Denver next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
Zach, thank you so much for taking my call. First of all, I want to say I'm a first-time caller, but I started listening to you around 24 years old, around 4 years ago, and 29 years old now, and I do have anxiety. But your show really helps me work through that. And, you know, you've had an enduring impact, and you've had a very unique and memorable show. And I had a couple of quick questions, if that's okay. I've always wanted to ask you. So, first of all, what were your biggest goals when you were first starting out in talk radio? And second of all, how do you feel younger people can be brought back to traditional talk radio, sports talk radio? Because I think you have to be unique and memorable on radio, because if you're just doing the same thing as everyone else, you're not going to be very successful for very long. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of ask you that.
Mike, really appreciate what you had to say and really appreciate the phone call. Here's what I'll say. And I was recently talking to a rival radio executive. And when I didn't know if the guy knew me or not. And we got put in contact and we were talking. And he said, I talk about you when I go to colleges. So here is what I would say to young people trying to get into the business. I would say, never say no and don't be afraid to hear the word no. When I was at Temple University, I took every opportunity. I came with ideas, and if they haven't done it before at the university, I asked if we could do it. So that's a big thing, is going, if you want to get involved in this business, and it is not an easy business, you need to take advantage of every opportunity. Bob Costas, when I interviewed on my college radio show, once told me, be as diverse as possible. But how do we get more young people to listen to the radio? I don't think it's how do we get more young people to listen to the radio. I think it's what are the hosts doing to find those young people? Because a lot of times people see my clips just on social media and never listen to the show. And that's perfectly okay. But if you see something and you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram, you're on Twitter, and you're creating content that fits the mold of what people want right now, that's how you connect with the younger generation, and that's how you could bring them to a platform like this. And to answer the caller's first question, what were my goals? When I was 8 years old, I wanted to do this. I didn't know I wanted to do national radio. I wanted to be a host on WFAN in New York. That's where I grew up listening to. Mike and Chris. Those are the guys that I listened to. I wanted to be a host on WFAN. And when I got this opportunity at, 23 or 24 to do national radio, after already doing 2 years local afternoon drive on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey, Matt Nahagan was listening to one of my shows, called me up, asked me if I wanted to do Eagles postgame at 97.5 The Fanatic. And then I met Eric Spitz, who I've known for years, but I saw Eric Spitz at the Super Bowl, and he said, would you want to come do weekend overnights? Paul Nanos has left the network. We think you'd be good and young, and you could kind of fit the position with what you've already done in this career. And yeah, I knew of CBS Sports Radio. I listened. I'm a radio student, and I knew about the network. And I remember coming to do the fill-in shows, and it was when Laura Ingraham said, shut up and dribble, and that was the first topic I ever had to do. And we got so many different responses off of that. And then a few weeks later, Spitz called me and he said, I want you to come take the job. I'll give you 35 fill-in shifts as well, addition to the weekend overnights throughout the year, but we want you to leave your current job. And I did. And I would have never thought I'd be talking national sports. I thought it would just be local. But it's the best thing to happen to my career. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed it, especially talking college football and the impact that we made in the college scene as well, where the Alabama coach, the Oregon coach, right, whoever it wants to be, wants to come on with us. You know, when I see Shane Beamer last week on the sidelines of Army-Navy, he said to me, I appreciate you always supporting South Carolina and allowing us to come on your show. And that stuff meant a lot to me. It really did. So I wanted to be a local radio host, but being a national radio host, I would have never envisioned it this way, but I'm really happy with the path that it's gone. Let's go to George in Los Angeles. George is next up on the Infinity Sports Network. And I think George wants to come with the sports point, which is also welcome today at 888-710-4ISN. George, go ahead.
Zach, the last night in Seattle with the Seahawks.
And George, your line kind of stinks, so I apologize for that. Let's go to Kevin in San Antonio next up on the Infinity Sports Network. Kev, what's happening?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know what? We had a good relationship. We started to have a friendship when I started calling your show. You know, I listened to the Maggie and Perloff show and send my breakfast pictures to them, and they go keep their email address, which is good. Now, for Zach, you got potential. You went through the good, the bad, and the ugly. But after this, You go be successful. You just watch. The door, God is opening the doors for you.
Well, Kev, I really do appreciate that. And, you know, I'm confident in the next chapter. And I know that even though it's upsetting that this chapter is coming to an end, one day I'm going to look back at it and I'm going to be happy where I'm going to be in life coming up in a bit. Let's go to Big Friendly in California. Big Friendly, what's shaking, my man?
Oh, Zach, man. Harder than I thought this would be, but I just want to say thank you. When I first talked to you a few months ago, and just everything about you, man. And oh man, excuse me. Let me shake this. Okay, real quick. when I came to you and asked you for advice, it's because you're the type of host I always thought I wanted to be. I'm a very loud person. I'm a very boisterous person. And a lot of people love it, and a lot of people don't. But everybody understands where you're coming from. And this station has been a part of my work for the last 4 years. And I still want you to be a part of my show. Like I told Chef, and I can hit you up, DM you, and leave you my number.
Sure.
And I'm sorry for my emotion, man, but this just hurts, man. Like, this was part of coming home from work and listening to you and getting the bullshit with you, and now it's going to be gone. And I'm like, now I got to go home and take a nap? It's like, come on, man.
A big friendly, man. You've been a late addition to the show. But I'm glad we've been able to connect. And I talk about it, right? Some people have listened to me since I got here at the network from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time. But your positivity, man, and I can't tell you how many times people used to tell me, oh, that's the radio host that just yells. And I'm like, I'm yelling sometimes, but I'm just a loud New Yorker. And that's how I speak, and I'm just excited about what I do. And I've seen your content, and I know that you get excited and you're loud, and then people sometimes confuse that. But man, you have just such optimism, and you brought such just a positive vibe to the show. And I'm gonna miss you saying Zackety Doodah. You know, I'm gonna be missing that stuff.
Zackety, put me on hold. Let me give you my number. Like I told the good chef and all you guys are more than welcome to be guests. I just, like I told the good chef, we updated some software. So This weekend is I'm gonna be shooting out some like test runs to my sister in Ohio and some friends in Nevada to see if I got it all down. So if you want to put me on hold, I can shoot you my number and I can keep in touch with you guys, and I can have you on a guest. I can't, man. Big Friendly's a stalker. You guys ain't running from me.
Well, Big Friendly, I appreciate you, and I'll put you on hold, and Mike will get your information. I did have a stalker once at the Zach Gelb Show history. That was something. I'll never forget. I woke up. It was in the middle of COVID. I had the vid, as the kids would say it. And I got a text the night before from just a listener. Someone texted me, hey, and they're like, I heard you have COVID. Just want to wish you well. And I didn't have the number. So I did one of those things, CeeLo, where I'm like, oh, I just got a new phone, even though I didn't really got a new phone. And I just like, what's the, you know, who is this? And the person said their name. And I was like, who is this?
Oh, boy.
And then it registered with me, oh, this is this person that has tweeted me like every day, 30 times a day, and they're not usually coherent or nice things. And the lady said, I just want to let you know I haven't been nice to you, and I want to apologize. And I was like, all right, like, appreciate you reaching out. Thanks. You know, how'd you get my number? And she wouldn't tell me whatever.
Yeah.
The next day, I roll over. I'm not kidding, 1,000 text messages and 45 missed calls.
Oh, boy.
So I had to tell Spike, and she was like ranting about me and Andy Gresh. I don't know why it was me and Andy Gresh, but that's what she was ranting about. And I told Spike, and Spike said to me, do you think there's a 1% chance that she could show up at the studio at the end of the show? And I said, yeah. He goes, then I got to call the police. I never heard from her ever again after that.
I guess Spike took care of it.
Yeah. Those skinny jeans and trench coats that he used to wear. I guess Spike was the mob and he took care of it with
visually
the authorities.
Visually misleading, but, you know, he packed a punch.
Let's go to Michael in Las Vegas before we get to the sports update. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, Zach. I'm not going to cry, Roy. I'm Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money. That's what I say to the next employer.
I'm not going to cry, Roy. I want to tell you four things that I like about you. Only one's like the highest, but no particular order. I love when you talk about food. I love when you yelled at Rob Manfred during COVID. That was the best. You challenge authority, you know, and that's the way I'm at work and gets me in trouble. But you helped me get through COVID. I liked when I remember the sense you said, why are there unreviewable plays in the NFL? And you said, if we can get it right, let's get it right. And I think your words are coming back because I think they're going to install pass interference next year, which they have to. So you called that. But your best feature, in my opinion, is the way you ask questions when you're interviewing people. It's your amazing. I don't know where you learned it, but we love when you interview people. I'm going to speak for America because you ask these great questions and your interviewing skills is amazing. Like I said, I don't know where you learned it, but it's amazing. Not going to cry, Roy. I wish I had your email because I'm the one who has that college plan for the playoffs.
Okay.
And I really like it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put you on hold. Mike will get your email. I will email you. But Mike, I appreciate it. And yeah, during the pandemic, when I was ranting every other day about Rob Manfred, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, right, who's an idol of mine, he was doing his show one day. And he goes, everyone's bashing Manfred. Adam Schein, Zach Gelb, who he? That's what he said. And I texted Dog, I go, how did you hear my Manfred rant? And he goes, the big guy chimed in about it. Rob Manfred heard my rants during the pandemic when I did not say such nice things about him. And I guess communicated it back to Christopher Mad Dog Russo. And I knew we reached a lot of people. It was one thing when Bob Wiley said he got fired in a hospital bed by Freddie Kitchens, and then Freddie Kitchens had to answer about that in a press conference, or McNabb would come on, and then Lane Johnson would have to respond to it in the Eagles locker room. But when a commissioner got impacted by that show, that to me was really something. And only one of the commissioners ever joined us. Outside of the president of the UFC, Dana White, I'm talking about the four major sports. Dana's always been great to us. But Gary Bettman used to come on a lot. Moist Pork, Cody, Paulie, we'll get to you on the other side. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Update time. Here's C-Lo. All righty, welcome back in. Final Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're here today until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time. We continue to rock the phones with you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Look who's calling in. Paul Pass from the Dan Patrick Show. Paulie, how you been?
I just want to assure everybody that I'm not going to get near as emotional as that last caller before the break. I mean, this. Let's not kid each other. I mean, I like you a lot. I think you're a funny guy. But yeah, and the other thing I want to say, this is actually the first time I've listened to the show. I think it's going to be great. I can't wait to. Oh.
Well, let me tell you, coming up on Monday, we're going to have a good segment for you. We'll have a good lead on Monday. All right. Tell Dan to listen too.
No, I wanted to call in, and you know, it's. I think you know how I think about all the things that have been going on lately, and I think you just do a fine, aggressive, smart, creative, inquisitive sports radio show for a long time, and I don't throw that around a lot. I'm pretty, I guess you'd say I'm maybe a little snobby with sports radio. Well done. Just well done.
Thank you. No, and I'll tell you, the first time I met you, and a lot of people think we just got connected through Perloff, but it was actually when I had Aaron Donald on and his publicist stepped in and you guys were doing a whole segment about it. And I remember tweeting you, hey, I just want to talk about Qualcomm. And you didn't even know me at the time. And you're like, oh, that Zach Gelb guy just gets it. And he has a sense of humor. That's the first interaction I've ever had with you.
Yeah, I like when people reach out of nowhere and not like, hey, how you doing? Or nice to meet you. Or I'm a fan of the Dan Patrick Show, or whatever it may be. Just like, let's just poke the bear. Let's just have some fun with the Matt Harvey interview or the Aaron Donald interview. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I really do appreciate you calling. And obviously, in terms of national radio, what you guys have done and what you guys have built is the standard. And I know, right, the community that you guys have is a special one. So
thank you.
I really do appreciate you calling in and saying the nice things, knowing where the bar is set all the way at the top when it comes to the DP show.
I appreciate that. But I want to say some things like, you know, I first time I heard you on air maybe 4 years ago, I guess, 3-4 years ago, I didn't really know how old you were. And I'm terrible at guessing people's ages. But I found you to have a really strong confidence in asking questions. And I think it takes a lot of people a long time to get there. I get to work with Dan Patrick every day. So, you know, with our show, the Dan Patrick Show, Dan's, you know, somewhat emeritus. Like, he could ask what he wants, but he started asking good questions, direct questions years ago. And it's great to have a host because we all discuss the questions and do things. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of sports radio hosts, they, just like this answer I'm giving you right now, are very long-winded, and they don't get to the point. They don't get to the point of their question. And I'm trying to, you know, do a long-winded compliment so that's acceptable. But a lot of people, when they host sports radio shows, they hem and their haw and they haw with the question instead of saying, "Hey, why'd you do that the other day?" Or, "Hey, why did you get rid of that quarterback?" Or, "Hey, what are you going to do with this franchise?" And let the guy talk.
So I'm 31, but I think I learned a lot when I interned with Angelo Cataldi. Like, my dad producing Mike and Chris, I grew up around the business. I got such a great education just being around and seeing it be able to be done. And I was doing interviews in my basement on a high school radio show. I remember I Facebook messaged Gronk, and he got back to me and sent me his number in Gronk's rookie season. So I always had the inclination to want to interview. But something that Angelo once said to me, he goes, "You don't do the show for the athletes. You don't do the show for the coaches or for the teams. You do it for the listener." And that really stuck with me, because I want to ask questions that the listeners want to hear answers to. And that's the way that I've always just approached it.
Well, that's the absolute cleanest way to do it, because, you know, they're the we're the representatives of the sports fans out there. And if you take it seriously, it's a real job. Like, we, I think a week and a half ago, we had on the athletic director of Notre Dame, Pete Pavakwa, and there, it was, that interview got some play because we tried to ask direct questions and not just let him talk and let him have an infomercial. But at the end, Dan said something like, "What would you say to people who say this sounds like Sour Grapes by Notre Dame?" And that's a little cringy of a question, but you got to say it, because that's what a lot of people out there are thinking. And if you don't ask it, they're going to wonder why you didn't.
100%. Hey, Paulie, really do appreciate you calling on in, and I always appreciate our friendship and the kind words.
You too. And I ordered my Zach Gelb t-shirt. I got a medium in the mail, so I'd like to exchange it for a large. So if I could get that going, I'd appreciate it.
Just contact Andrew Perloff. He's now our new head of marketing, so he'll take care of that request for you, all right?
Always reach out to the Perloff. Take care, man.
You got it. Thanks so much. That means a lot. Because even though I grew up listening to local radio, Mike and the Dog, Boomer and Craig, my first real introduction to national radio, it was Mike and Mike, if I'm being honest. But listening to the Dan Patrick Show and finding the Dan Patrick Show, I always thought it was cool when they would put radio shows on TV, as someone that was a geek for this stuff. And I always remember watching Dan. And I say this, Dan Patrick is the best interviewer in the history of sports talk radio. And for people to sometimes say, "Oh, outside of Dan, you do the best interviews," it means a lot to me. And you could learn a lot from a guy like a Dan Patrick, who, when I first met him in high school, we were in a bathroom, the JW Marriott, the Indianapolis Hotel, and I didn't have the courage to introduce myself, because I go, no one wants to meet someone in the bathroom. And then when I was working at Fox Sports 920 The Jersey, and he was one of the hosts, obviously the national host, and we were an affiliate, he came on and I asked him, "Would you have been upset if I would have introduced myself in the bathroom?" He said, "As long as you'd have washed your hands, I would have been good with it." So that's a standard. And then to be able to work with Andrew Perloff the last few years as someone that watched, right, the Dan Patrick Show with the Danettes and McLovin, it was pretty damn cool the last few years to work with Perloff. Moist Pork, Cody, Sully, Ed, I'm getting you into the next segment. Don't you worry. We're coming on back in 5 minutes. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. It is the Zach Gelb Show. Only two more hours left.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.